Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Former President George W. Bush called it a religion of peace, and President Barack Obama refuses to recognize the enemy, radical Islamics. Now, whether this is extremist Islamic religion, or is this mainstream? We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. There's some frightening polls that suggest that this idea of jihad is more widespread among Muslims than many people might believe. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com. Matt, there's some polls that are out here that are really shocking in terms of the breadth of the acceptance of violence within the Islamic religion.
Yeah, Matt. Bridget Gabriel, who is a world-renowned national security expert, she has, in kind of summing up the totality of these polls, she has noted that there are 1.2 billion Muslims in the world, and that of them, 15 to 25%, and that's a conservative estimate, are Orthodox Muslims, which means that they follow the teachings of the Quran, which means that you either convert, enslave, or kill all infidels, and that's anyone who is not a Muslim. And the polls of Muslims around the world bear out this reality that 15 to 25% are what they might call radical Islamists. But the reality is they're just Orthodox Islamics, Quran, Muhammad-following Islamists. And 15 to 25% of Muslims, that accounts for about 180 to 300 million Muslims who want to kill you. That's the size of the United States of America, and the polls bear out these numbers.
Yeah, they do. And there's a number of polls that are absolutely shocking. There's some polls both in the United States as well as in Europe. And there was an attack in Europe on July 7, and 20% of British Muslims sympathize with the bombers of the July 7 attack. One in four British Muslims say that the 7/7 bombings were justified. And Channel 4, which is a television program station in 2006, said the 31% of younger British Muslims say that the 7/7 bombings were justified, compared to 14% of those over 45. So the younger the Muslim, the more they were likely to support jihadists. The poll from what's called People Press, this is also Europe, 31% of Turks support suicide attacks against Westerners in Iraq. You can go on and on and on with the list here with regards to some of these shocking polls. We have them from all around the world. This is not just in Europe. It's Pew Research. It's research that is in many, many different parts of the world by different reporting agencies.
Yeah, listen and those are some of the conservative numbers. Those are some of the numbers that aren't as concerning that you just cited. And you're talking about, again, hundreds of millions of Muslims. Listen to some of these numbers from the World Public Opinion polls on whether or not Muslims approve of attacks on Americans. Consider 41% of Pakistanis approve of attacks, deadly attacks on American citizens. 62% of Jordanians approve of most of the groups that attack Americans. Only 21% oppose. 42% of Turks approve of attacks. 61% of Egyptians approve of attacks on innocent American citizens. And here's a very troubling number, Matt, and this is will help us to understand a little bit of what Israel and Jewish citizens in Israel face every day. 83% of Palestinians approve of some or most of the terrorist groups that attack Americans and Israelis. Only 14% oppose. So this notion of the, quote, moderate Muslim, I often say, Matt, they're kind of like Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster. You keep hearing about sightings, but no one can seem to provide any evidence that they exist.
Well, Pew Research in 2007 found that 26% of younger Muslims in America believe that suicide bombings are justified. 35% of young Muslims in Britain believe that suicide bombings are justified. And in fact, 42% of young Muslims in France, 22% of young Muslims in Germany, they all believe that suicide bombings are justified. 29% of young Muslims in Spain support suicide bombing. You can go in all of these different polls. They are astounding what the results are showing. 2011, the Pew Research also found a shockingly high number of people in America, Muslims in America, that believe that suicide bombings are often or sometimes justified. So, you know, you talk about this particular religion. It is not a religion of peace. It never has been a religion of peace. It's always been a religion of aggression, of warfare. President Jefferson, when he was dispatched under John Adams, when he was the president, to go negotiate with these Muslim terrorists that were kidnapping our sailors and selling them back to us for ransom money so that they could continue to finance their jihad, he ultimately obtained the Quran so that he could understand the mindset of his enemy. He realized that this was an aggressive movement. And when he became president, he dispatched the Navy to stop them. And they ultimately did sign the Treaty of Tripoli to stop the aggression of these Muslims. Our first war as an independent nation following the American Revolution, our first war was against the radical jihadist.
Yeah, Matt, you know, we're Christians, and we don't hate anyone. In fact, even those Muslims who want to kill us, we pray for them. We hope that they will come to the saving knowledge, the saving acceptance, and the saving grace of Christ Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. The only exclusive path to God the Father is Christ Jesus. But when you have numbers like this, and this is recent, a 2015 BBC radio poll that says, and identifying what is mainstream Islam. You keep hearing, you know, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton saying ISIS is not Islam. ISIS is not Islamic. Well, they're the Islamic State. Well, British Muslims agree. Nearly half of British Muslims agree that clerics who preach that violence against the West represents, quote, mainstream Islam, 45%. That's nearly half of Muslims in Great Britain. These are in Great Britain, so these are westernized, so-called, Muslims that are, you would think, would be assimilating into the Western culture in Great Britain. Well, you see the videos all over England now where these no-go zones, the left will mock you, but in France and in Great Britain now, there are areas where the police can't even go, where a white Christian or Judeo or Jewish person go into these no-go zones, these Islamic neighborhoods. Now they're taking their lives in their own hands, and that seems to be what President Obama and Hillary Clinton want for the United States of America.
Well, you know, we have the 10th Somali American now has been arrested in Minnesota for aiding ISIS. The federal agents in Minneapolis have arrested a 20-year-old man of Somali origin who say that he was the emir or leader of the Islamic State recruiting efforts in Minnesota's Twin Cities. This individual was caught by an undercover FBI special agent, and his conversations was recorded, and he was part of a ring that he was leading to literally rob people and use the money that he would get from them to finance trips of other Islamics to Syria. That's where they would get trained. These are American citizens, so they can come back and commit jihad. You know, when I was in Rochester at the Mayo Clinic, I was there not for my own treatment, but I was there and I turned on the TV on a Sunday morning, and there were 11 to 13, 24/7, 365 Islamic Muslim channels on the cable network. Unbelievable what's happening in that particular part of the country. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org. We have a Patriot's Handbook on Sharia law. That is what the Islamics want to impose, Sharia law, from the Quran. They want the Quran to be the law, and it is certainly damaging, hostile, vicious toward women, toward religious minorities, Christians and Jews particularly. They want to impose this, create a caliphate, their own Islamic-governed company, country. That's what ISIS is intent on doing. And some of this is being done right here in our own backyard. Some cities are now moving towards more accommodation of these Islamic radicals. And one just recently became controlled by Islamic Muslim radicals. For more information, find out about Sharia law and what you can do about it. Learn about what is happening in our country and then take action. Ask for the Patriot's Handbook on Sharia law.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.